Remote viewing by the US and Soviet Union. Sometimes we find out a government project was totally incredible. Such was the case when this government and the Soviet government decided to pursue something which some thought of as a sort of magic, or even witchcraft. This project was remote viewing. The Cold War was responsible for the arms race, but what a lot of people didn't know at the time was the fact part of the trace had to do with using human minds to see into other locations. Yes, it sounds not only crazy, impossible and creepy, and yet it worked according to the people who had anything to do with it. Not everyone was suited to be able to do this, but the few that were had extraordinary abilities. We have heard about the American program from time to time, but much less was known about the Soviet one. Now there is more information available. The Soviets decided in 1917 to engage in unconventional research, and some of this was directed at mind control and remote viewing. The Soviets were doing their own thing in this area, even though the Americans eventually pursued similar research. It is said they spent so much money on this, they finally had to stop. They had continued with this research in the early part of the 21st century. Interestingly, the Americans had claimed to have stopped their research way before this time, but many didn't believe it since they had some successes. The Soviets were conducting experiments in parapsychology. They had a different name for it, they called it psychotronics. They believed our brains were not what they seemed, and were capable of things we didn't yet know about, and this was due to the fact the brain was emitting some kind of waves which were said to be high-frequency electromagnetic in nature. These waves, according to the Soviets, were believed to be able to affect other objects. I think we have all seen people trying to move a glass on a table with their brains. This is just a simple illustration of what they were talking about. They believed this would allow humans using thoughts to have an effect on the systems of some plants and even other humans, so they went about trying to build a machine which could store this energy. They claimed to have succeeded and built a machine called a Serpan. It was said it could not only store this energy but also generate it. The Soviets were building several types of machines to utilize these waves, and what they were all for is not clear. It isn't even clear if any of them were successful. As with American spending on more conventional weapons during the Cold War, the Soviets were matching what the US spent more or less on this research, and they just didn't have the ability to keep this up. We all know the spending on conventional and nuclear weapons and delivery systems were the cause of the collapse of the Soviet system, and it is amazing the paranormal devices they were working on were considered so important they continued to work on them even after the collapse. While it is true the Russians have released millions of documents from the prior Soviet government, it seems those documents which refer to mind experiments are far and few in between. Could this be because the current Russian government is still working on these projects? Maybe both the Russians and Americans never stopped working on them. It is very hard to stop a project which has had some success, and many in the know state both programs were successful to some extent. We were busily working on our brain programs also. In 1971, a man named Ingo Swann began to perform research in remote viewing, and it has been said he had an incredible talent for it. The Stargate program was begun by the US in 1975. It was sponsored by the US government. The idea was to find out if there were any potential uses for this type of research which could have military applications. Supposedly, this program was terminated in 1995 because it didn't produce any intelligence. This was strange, because it became known a team of remote viewers sitting in a room in the United States was able to discern where the American hostages were being held by the Iranian government, when the Shah of Iran fell from power. They were said to have been successful, and could see the exact location and the hostages. That was not said to be the only thing they could see. There are many stories which state the viewers were able to see off-world. It is said they were actually able to see into UFOs and such, and told authorities what the aliens looked like. There had been historical records which claimed remote viewing was possible, but it was not called by that name. It was known as telesthesia, and also traveling clairvoyance. Supposedly it had something to do with the inner eye. As psychic tests were being conducted by scientists in the mid-1900s, some were successful, but they were scorned by the bulk of the scientific community. It is very hard for any scientist testing a subject with an experiment which is outside of the norm, because he or she might be subject to ridicule. The testers claimed they had found a few people who seemed to have mental abilities beyond what was found in ordinary people. Two researchers were hired to evaluate the program in 1995. One claimed ESP had been proven to exist, but the other researcher disagreed. Another country did a little research in this area, and it was the United Kingdom. They checked the fields around each person to see if a successful answer increased the wave outflow of the brain, and their conclusion was no, there was no change. The truth is there was some activity detected, but it was not attributed to the experiment. A child's game seems to indicate our brains can control outside objects. If we take a needle and feed thread through it and hold the end of the thread and think hard of certain shapes, the needle will swing, creating these shapes such as circles and so forth. Scientists claim we are moving our arms without knowing it, but I have seen this many times, and I can't see arm movement most of the time. Try this at home, you will find it is incredible, and there is really no explanation for it. We used to do this as kids.